Welcome back to the Radio Sports page here on KNIA and KRLS. We are visiting now with PCM alumnus and current Simpson football freshman Reed Worth on tonight's program. First of all, Reed, I appreciate you joining us here on the program tonight. We'll just start out by asking you how things have gone here, your transition since graduation from PCM. I'm sure a shorter summer than normal, you know, with getting moved into Simpson and everything, preseason football, everything that goes with that. But overall, how's the transition into college life going here for you?
So far, it's been going pretty good. It's definitely a change of pace, the game-wise. It's a lot more up-tempo, a lot faster than high school game. That's an adjustment period that's been taking me a little bit of time to get used to. Instead of playing with some... everywhere you play, you're playing against the top talent from their high school. So you're always going against the best players, the best, and it's always a great challenge, and Simpson's been great, and the guys have really, I feel like, have accepted me into the program and the team, and just makes it a lot easier when you have a group of guys you can trust to go on the field every time.
Right. Well, that's certainly good news there, and we'll go ahead and talk about your season here so far, and the big things that fans will notice is, of course, you made the move from quarterback to wide receiver here this year. Now, is that something that you were planning on, or was it more of kind of a coach's decision? You know, what's the story behind making that switch?
Yeah, so I came in, obviously being a freshman quarterback, not really knowing what was going on and not really what much into the playbook very well, but as the first couple weeks went in, I kind of like just wanted to kind of find a way on the field, really, and kind of get a way to get on the field, just as I want to try and help the team in any way possible. And with Joe Benally went down with a hand injury, and then the receiving core kind of got thinner and thinner with some injuries here and there. So then as the first 3 weeks went by, we kind of made the decision as a coaching staff and me to kind of shift over for the year and kind of really change my role as being a freshman quarterback to now being a key role as a wide receiver. And it's been an adjustment period. I'm still learning and taking it day by day and hopefully getting better and better as the time goes on.
Well, had you ever played wide receiver like in high school or anything before? Is this your first time playing that position?
This is my first time. I've always played quarterback since I was playing Pop Warner football in elementary school. I've always played quarterback, and actually my dad played high school. He played receiver in high school, so it's always been kind of like an idea of mine for me trying to play receiver. But I've always played quarterback, but I guess it kind of runs in the blood, I guess, of playing receiver.
Right. Well, anything you can do to help the team certainly is good for you, good for the team. And I guess after this season, then, are you looking to make the switch back to quarterback, or are you liking it at wide receiver enough that you might want to stay there moving forward?
As of right now, I would like to go back to quarterback, but we'll kind of see how it goes. If it works out to where I get the job, I don't get the job, I want to try and go back to receiver, and then just, again, try to be on the field and help the team in the best way possible and make a difference.
Right. Well, and with Tanner Krieger graduating after this year, that window will certainly be open. But anyway, speaking of some of your teammates, Sam Bartlett, he just broke the single-season record for touchdowns in a season at Simpson, and he's proven to be one of the top receivers not only in the conference but, you know, the entire nation in all of Division III. So what does it mean, you know, to be part of a receiving corps with that kind of talent, to be able to learn from what he and some of the other veterans have done here, especially, you know, with you making the transition to that wide receiver position?
Yeah, it's been an honor and a great time, and learning through Sam what he sees and how he looks and does things. So he's a completely different guy than, like, he's a guy that leads by example and he does all the right things, and it was really cool to see that he broke the record and be a part of that and, like, experience that with him, because that's a pretty tough record to break, and it's been around for a few years now. And after watching him get that, he's the most humble guy you'll meet. And he's just a great leader for the team and a great guy overall.
And another thing about your season as a whole, you mentioned with Joe McNally going down with that injury, and that's kind of opened the door for your usage to, you know, increase throughout the year. And I saw you made some big plays out there in Saturday's game at Loras. So How's the season gone in that regard? Were you expecting to get that much playing time, you know, get as many targets as you have? Or is it something that you're, you know, maybe going above and beyond what you were originally expecting to contribute here?
Yeah, I mean, again, it's just how I came in not really knowing what to expect. I mean, I just thought I was going to play quarterback all throughout the year, and then this happened, and it's always our motto is next man up, and it just happened to be me. And I had to step in. I kind of had to grow up a little bit and kind of step into reality and kind of take one for the team and not do what's best in my best interest, but what's best for the team interest. And at the time, it was for me to move into receiver and do the best I could to help the team win games.
Yeah, and you touched on this a little bit earlier, but the college game obviously is a little different than the high school game. Overall, has it been what you expected, you know, as far as the college game? I know you said you didn't know what to expect as far as playing time, but, you know, just how things, how they operate, you know, as a program, as a whole. What are some of the biggest differences you've noticed about college football as opposed to high school?
Well, one thing that I've noticed, like, even my first few weeks here, like, in high school, I'll be honest, I never really had to read a defense or really had to really ever really truly know what a certain player was doing on a certain play. Like, and here in college, you got to know the certain coverages they run, the blitzes they bring, their best players, what their weaknesses are. You got to exploit their weaknesses, and that's really never something I really had to ever experience in high school. But as the time has gone on here, I've gotten more comfortable with what to look for in a defense and what they show and what they kind of give us and what they're not giving us at times. So that's been something I've kind of been slowly getting, but not fully understanding yet, but I'm trying to learn the best I can for the future.
Well, and along with your college responsibilities, you know, as a student, having homework and everything, you know, you say that, and having to read defenses, know the players' weaknesses, all that type of stuff. Is that something that you have to spend time outside of football then working on, you know, almost like as if it's just another homework assignment, that type of thing?
Yeah, for sure. Like, there's times where if you don't study your opponent well enough and you think they're going to do something, but let's say they do something different, you got to be able to adjust on the fly and kind of understand what they have, what they're going to bring to the table and how you can exploit them. So if you don't really do your homework, it's kind of like, it's like a teacher giving you all the answers before the test and you're not memorizing and understanding what to do with those answers. It's just like not using them at all. So that's the same thing with studying film and practices and the coaches giving us tips and things. That's like us not using the answers to the test on an exam or something.
Yeah, that's a good comparison you make there. And moving on to Simpson as a whole, you know, the wins have been, you know, harder to come by here as of late. Unfortunately, you guys have dropped 4 in a row now. I guess what's kind of the message been like from the coaching staff here these last few weeks, and how do you turn things around against Luther to end the season coming up this Saturday?
Yeah, it's not – we didn't expect this to happen, really. I mean, nobody ever expects really to drop 4 in a row. But the motto, like, just that's just not who we are. It's just not what – it's not our standard here at Simpson. It's just not what we're about. And for the rest of the year, the last game of the year, is just finish with the positive, finish on the high note for the seniors, for next year, for yourself. Play your best game to the last game of the year, and then you never know when your last game could be. And for those seniors, their last game is this Saturday. So I know they'll put it all out there, so everybody else, they're bringing their all. So it's really up to us on how we want our destiny, how our season is going to end is up in our hands now. So,
yeah, well, we certainly wish you guys the best of luck on Saturday as you'll finish the season against Luther. And this being an alumni update interview here, we got to tie it back to PCM. And, you know, speaking of the high school, your alma mater, PCM, they just lost in the playoffs to a very good OABCIG team. And obviously you haven't been able to, you know, maybe follow them quite as closely, you know, since you obviously moved on to the college life and Friday night road trips for football, all that type of thing. But what are your thoughts on the Mustangs here this season, what they were able to do? Obviously not quite the state championship that you guys had last year, but what do you think of PCM here, what they've been able to do this year and moving forward into next year?
Yeah, I mean, they had a good year. I mean, I didn't really know how they would handle, like, losing all the seniors, because we had a lot of seniors starting last year, and that's a lot of they lost a lot of guys, and the coaches, Bonnet and Harrison and Shannon, and all got all the guys, got them all right and figured out what to do for the season, and ended up having a pretty quality season off of losing a lot of starters. So I was happy for those guys and proud to see how that went for them, and hope they can keep it going for next year because there's a lot more opportunities left for them.
Well, again, we've been joined by Reed Worth here, PCM alumnus, currently a freshman at Simpson College. Reed, we certainly wish you the best luck, not only this Saturday against Luther to wrap up the season, but also in your college journey coming up ahead. Finals coming up, new semester coming up before you know it, so we wish you the best luck here moving forward.
Thank you.
All right, and again, that's been Reed Worth, freshman at Simpson College, as we're giving you an update here on PCM alumni. And we'll take time out. Be back with more after this on the Radio Sports page on KNIA and KRLS.